Good evening, Audio Booland. Enjoying a nice evening here in Denmark. It's the last of the sun. It's just going down. It's a nice cool breeze. It's great. And had this idea. Thought maybe a few of us here on Audio Boo could share some stories together. Some stories about how we met our wife, our husband, our lover, our partner, the person we spend our life with. Here's my story. I actually met my wife about 16 years ago. About a year and a half after my dad died. He died, 18 years ago. So about a year and a half after that, I decided I needed to travel. So I went across to America. And that's where I met my wife. She's actually Danish. She was an au pair in Washington. She'd been an au pair in Washington for a year. And at the end of her year, she decided to travel as well. So we met in San Francisco. And we were both on this trip across America, all the way from San Francisco, all the way to Miami. It took 6 weeks, and we spent the whole 6 weeks together, traveling from one side of the country to the other, stopping off at all the great places along the way. And at the end of the 6 weeks, of course, holiday romance, all that kind of stuff. We really weren't sure whether we were going to see each other again. And I found out I was actually traveling through Washington on my way home. My wife was actually going back to Washington because to stay with her host family before she traveled back to Denmark. And we realized that I was probably going to be overnighting in Washington on my way home. So it was an opportunity to spend an extra evening together. So I traveled to Washington on my way home, and on my way there I actually realized I'd misread my ticket. I wasn't overnighting in Washington, I actually was only spending a few hours in Washington. So when I got to the airport, I was really sad having to explain that, you know, I wasn't going to be staying for the evening, I was actually only going to be there for a couple of hours. So we sat in the airport lounge together for a couple of hours, waiting for my flight. Both feeling pretty sad, just sharing the time together. Again, you know, holiday romance, not really knowing whether we were going to see each other again. We wanted to, but of course there's always that uncertainty. So I got on the plane, eventually, and I'm queuing up. You know, I'd gone through the gate and I'm queuing up to actually get on the plane, and some guy comes up behind me and taps me on the shoulder. And he says, "Hey buddy, you know that girl you were sitting with out there? She's still there. And she's crying her eyes out. You need to go back." I didn't know what to do because, of course, I couldn't go back. I'd gone through the gate. I was queuing up to get on the plane. To get on the plane. And got on the plane, sat in my seat. There was a kind of a businessy-looking guy sitting next to me. And he gave me a real weird look because I was in tears, basically. I told him I had a cold, but I was upset, of course. And, I didn't really know what to do. Yeah, I couldn't get off the plane. Didn't know whether I was going to see this girl again. And yeah, it was just a really, really low moment. And all of a sudden, they make an announcement on the plane. They want two volunteers to get off the plane because they've overbooked. And they'll put them up for the night in a hotel in Washington. So what do? I grab my hand luggage. I get up, and I kind of have to shuffle by the businessy guy, and he says, "Hey, where are you going?" And I just looked at him and I said, "Hey, I'm getting off the plane. I've left behind the girl I'm going to marry." And I get off the plane, and there's my wife still waiting in the lounge, and we spend a fantastic evening together in Washington. And I fly out the next day. About a month after that, she'd gone home to Denmark. I was back in the UK. She came over to the UK and we started living together. And you know what? We haven't really been apart since.